T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks Podcast on KMBZ.
The sky is crying.
Oh, there it is.
Can you see the tears roll down the street? The sky is crying. Can you see the tears roll down the street?
Stephen Ray.
I've been looking for
my baby. By the way, hello,
baby,
everybody.
Wow!
That's baby making music right there.
Hi, my people.
That's what Stevie Ray Vaughan is, because he's your artist of the day from Austin, Texas. One, Dana Wright leaves for Hawaii tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
So I've decided, since, Lava Lamp, we're going to play a little game of mixtape today to send her off.
The lava doesn't hurt you if you don't get too close.
Well, that's true.
Thank you, Captain Obvious.
That guy in New Jersey. They went on one of those boat tours, did you see this, a couple of months ago? And the boat captain was like, I'm going to pull you right over there. Well, the boat goes by one of the active, like, crazy volcanoes. And this huge boulder of lava goes flying into the water and then splashes and crashes back up. Like, all of these flaming hot lava pebbles. Like, do you have to pay extra for that, for dodging flaming hot lava pebbles?
Make for a very exciting boat tour.
We're going to do it. Okay. We're just going to stay a little further away.
All right, here we go. Okay. I've got rod, pencil, and paper, please. I have two that I know I want you guys to play with. And then I'm going to let Kara, you get to decide on the third one. I have two that are definitely, they're good. They're fun. All right, so here we go. Write it down.
All right.
You always do this to me. And then it's like the news break before we do mixtape. I go, did you send Rod your song?
Yes.
She goes, oh my God, I forgot. And so then she just comes up with crap songs that don't win. That's why Rod and you always win.
Fine.
All right. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Here are your songs. Rod, are you ready? Pen and paper? Okay. Theme music. Your theme music. This plays every time you step out into public.
Oh, I got that already. Yeah, you can go right ahead.
Simmer down there, Kevin. You've been cryo-frozen and brought back 1,000 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
That would be what year?
A lot from now.
3018. What song do you play for the people of the future to sum up the music from this time? Now, it doesn't have to be from 2018. It could be, maybe you're an 80s kid. Maybe, Kara, you're a 90s kid.
Okay.
What song do you play for people 1,000 years from now to sum up this time in music? Now, you get to pick this next one.
Okay.
No, not you. Her.
Mm-hmm.
Simmer down. I already know what Rod wants, but what is the best song to listen to while smoking marijuana?
Okay.
Or the song that plays during the montage of your child's life.
Oh, that one.
At their high school graduation party.
Yes, that one.
Okay.
Mine was Don't Leave Me.
Sorry, Rod.
Don't leave me.
Mm. I might win that one.
No. Don't do some sappy country song about where'd the time go. Too obvious.
Well, then don't do Rod Stewart's Forever Young. Simmer down.
Fine.
Okay, here are your categories. What time do you guys want to do this? 3 or 4?
Let's do it at 4.
4 o'clock. Okay. Here are your categories. Are you ready?
Yes.
Theme music, your theme music, every time you walk into public. You've been cryo-frozen, brought back 1,000 years from now. What song do you play for the people of the future to sum up the music from your time?
Okay.
And your third category is going to be, this is at 4 o'clock this afternoon, the song that plays during the montage of your child's life at their high school graduation party.
Okay.
I like it.
You're going to cry.
I like it.
You're a little sappy. You're going to cry.
Okay. Why are you trying to make me cry?
You picked it. You want to go with Marijuana?
No.
No.
Okay.
Scott, I found your future self, by the way. He's in Virginia. Mm. It's literally the man who said, get off my lawn.
There really is a get off my lawn guy?
There really is. A Virginia man actually installed an electric fence around his property to keep kids at a bus stop from getting onto his grass.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
I love it.
That reminds me of this broad woman named Red. Well, we called her Red in Germany.
Uh-huh.
I'm not kidding you. Our bus stop was across. We lived in row houses in a town called Sandhausen. And Red would come out. She hated America. I mean, she hated America. And she would come over, and there was a big electrical box where the bus would come. That was kind of the bus stop, was the electrical box. It was not uncommon for Red to come over and smear poop, dog poop, onto the electrical box so that we could not sit on it.
Wow.
That's how much she hated America and Americans.
Wow.
So tell me more about my friend.
Brian Tucker. On the first day of school, parents were disturbed when they brought their children to the bus stop and noticed the electrified fence.
Oh, my God.
He said,
You're supposed to do that.
People complain. He complained about how everybody litters and the kids are disrespectful. And he goes, the only thing I can do is put up a fence and protect myself. I haven't been able to get them to stop with years of signs and posters.
Here's the deal. Can you do that?
No. He's had to take the fence down already. But
yeah, Rod and I are of agreement here. If he clearly posts that he does not want you on his lawn, Rod and I do not say that we agree with him, that he's a good guy. We're not saying that. But if he clearly posts that he does not want you on his lawn waiting for the bus, I think he can pull that off.
Well, except that he put it on county property and not actually on his lawn.
It was just off his property.
Yeah, so he had to go a little
further. But here's what's interesting. You know that there is a law, and I remember this from some weird business law class like 100 years ago, that if you think someone is going to break into your shed because three or four times someone over the years has broken into your shed, so you think to yourself, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to rig a shotgun inside that shed. And when the door opens, that shotgun is going to blast the hell out of whoever is coming to steal my tools. You can do that. Courts have ruled and ruled again. You will go to jail for preemptively striking someone for coming onto your property. I don't know why that case sticks out in my head, but you can't just do that in case someone shows up. You can have an alarm system. Now, if you are in the shed.
So you can't booby trap your own.
You cannot booby trap your property.
Really?
No. No. Huh. And there was a case, very, very sad, many, many, many years ago, and I'm not going to say any names, in Topeka. And a farmer was tired of kids on racing bikes and motorcycles, like the motorized, what do you call those, Rod? Motocross bikes?
Dirt bikes.
Dirt bikes, thank you. There was a farmer who was sick of it. He was sick of kids coming onto his farm property with their racing bikes and tearing up his fields. This happened when I was in high school. So he strung a guide wire across the field.
Okay.
Now listen, this is his private property.
Yep.
He has the right to put wire. Maybe he's trying to create a perch for the birds.
Right. So he posted no trespassing, stay off my property. When that didn't work, he strung a very small razor thin guide wire across his property. I will not into the specifics of what happened.
I remember this case.
But
the kid was decapitated.
Lost his life. Yes.
He was decapitated.
Yes. brother of a girl I went to high school with.
I remember that.
God. Now, keep in mind, that kid's out just riding his motorcycle, again, on property that did not belong to him. But you can't do that. Yes, Rodney?
Rodney, come in.
I will tell you, in Dallas, there was a case, and I know because I did the alarm system in the guy's, it was a car wash. And it was one of these car washes where you just go up, you put your money in, you wash your car. And it's got the little building in the middle where you have the coin machine and the machine where you can get Armor All wipes and chamois and stuff. So people kept getting onto the roof of the place. It's just a tin roof, peeling back the roof, climbing into that part and emptying out his change machine and his vending machines.
Uh-oh.
So we put an alarm system in there. Well, the problem was, they were coming in through the roof, so when the alarm went off and the cops came out, they didn't see anyone. They tried the door was locked. They called it a false alarm and drove off. Well, while they were in there trying the door, the guys were in the building cleaning out the change machine again. So the dude got frustrated and put a bunch of big screws through the roof from the inside so that if you got on the roof, it would hurt a lot. And it was, you know, it's his property. The only reason you would be on that roof would be to get
to
break into his building.
Right.
Sure enough, guy got up there, got tore up real bad, ended up in the hospital, and sued him, and he lost his car wash.
Yes, he did.
Really?
Yeah, because you cannot booby trap. You can lock. You can now if you have a
But wait, you're on my roof.
Correct.
To rob take me. My money.
Doesn't matter. You cannot booby trap. Now,
they're illegal.
If you own your house in Roland Park and you're tired of people cutting through your yard, you can, on your property, put up an electric fence, but it has to be clearly posted all over that fence.
Right.
This is an electric fence.
Somebody has a great point in the text line, though. How do we get away with barbed wire?
Because it's visible.
Because it's visible, and that's for livestock.
And a screw on a roof is not technically visible?
I understand, but that is a fence on your property that you are keeping your livestock in with. It serves a purpose.
A fence's primary purpose is a fence. You can take those screws and turn it into a weapon. A fence's primary purpose is a fence.
Man.
Listen to this. Booby traps are illegal. Any concealed or camouflaged device on your property designed to cause bodily injury when triggered by an action of a person making contact with the device is illegal. Guns, ammunition, explosives, nails, stakes, spikes, electrical devices, or lines or wires.
576-7798.
Hey, think about this. Carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. Carefree. No burden of maintaining a home. That's what you get with Silvercrest in Kansas City. Look it up. You're going to love it. If you or an older parent is looking for a fun, gorgeous retirement community, check out Silvercrest at Deer Creek and Silvercrest at College View, both in Southern Overland Park. College View, one, by the way, is just north of 135th and Metcalf. It is a carefree lifestyle without the burden of maintaining a home. You just sit back and enjoy the retirement you have worked so hard for. We're just talking about security, 24/7 on-site security. Gorgeous wooded views, all of the amenities of today's modern retirement communities, three meals a day, housekeeping services, travel. They've got great staff members who have been out there for 10, some of them 20 years. One and two bedroom apartments are available now with month-to-month apartment home rent for anyone over age 55. Give them a call, 913-681-1101, 681-1101. Silvercrest, love the way you live.
Torn.
Why?
A lot of people are writing in on the text line saying you can get away with the electric fence or the screws on the roof, whatever, but you have to put up a sign. Should I have to, first of all, just because you're on top of my property and not inside my property, because I'm trying to prevent you from getting inside of it, should I have a sign on my door that says, homeowner is sleeping and does have a gun right next to the bed? Do I not have a right to protect my property?
You do if you believe your life is in danger. If you aren't there, no one is in danger.
So I should not have a security system.
That is protective and proactive. A booby trap is reactive.
But you are breaking into my house.
Let me give you another example. There's a guy who was fed up with porch pirates. Okay. Sick and tired of people stealing the Amazon boxes, right? So he comes up with an idea that is legal. You put a fake Amazon box on your front porch, and it is booby trapped so that when someone picks it up, it goes, bah! And there's, you know, dirty socks in it, okay? So no one is harmed.
Is this a true story?
Yes. No one is harmed. And you can buy these booby trap boxes online. It scares the thieves, okay?
All right.
And no one is injured. In fact, we talked about this. It's rigged with a blank. It's rigged with a 12-gauge shotgun blank that goes off. No one gets hurt.
Okay.
It just scares them off. You're okay. The minute you rig a gun to fire and shoot someone or and electrocute someone or spray them with gas, you have now broken the law.
So let me understand
protecting
this.
Your property.
Okay, but Dana, let me understand this. The way I'm hearing what you're saying is that I have to give you a fair shot. No pun intended.
Right.
I'm not talking about
right.
a bullet. I have to get, let me change the word. I have to give you a fair chance to break into my house and steal my stuff. Is that the way I understand this? I have to give you at least a fighter's chance to get into my house and steal my stuff. And if you break into
you
my house...
You are not allowed to kill someone in your absence because of a property crime.
So
that is true.
Well, you can't kill somebody jumps over your fence and gets into your pool. You're technically liable.
Do you feel fear?
No, I didn't know they were in my pool.
Okay.
They drowned in my pool. I didn't realize they had jumped the fence. These are the stories that drive, these pop my vein out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
I have built a pool in my backyard for my enjoyment.
Mm-hmm.
You jump my fence and decide you're going to go swimming in my pool. You're hammered on PCP and meth.
Okay.
You drown in my pool. That's on you, not on me. I built that pool for me and my family, not for you, meth head.
Think about the movie Home Alone. Everything that young, sweet Macaulay Culkin did within the boundaries of the movie Home Alone was legal because he was in the house.
Right.
The minute you are absent from a home that you booby trap to harm or kill someone, you will end up leaving in handcuffs.
See, I find this hard to believe.
Now, they might be charged with burglary. You'll be charged with murder.
So you,
if they die, you'll be charged with murder.
So I understand. I have to give you a fighting chance to get into my house and steal my stuff. Is that right? And isn't that wrong?
You can't kill them if you're not there. That's the simplest way to put it.
You didn't answer my question. I have to give you a fighting chance to get into my house and steal my stuff with your life.
If that's the way you want to look at it, yes.
And that's wrong. If you break into my house and you lose your life because you decided to break into my house,
mm-hmm.
that's on you. Sorry.
Now, if you put nails down to pop someone's tire on your farm property, I don't know that you're going to go to jail for that.
What if the tire explodes and they get into a wreck and they die?
Probably you're liable.
Oh, my God.
I know. I'm sorry. I remembered this. And here's what's funny.
When do I get to move to Iceland?
Tomorrow, if you want to.
Okay.
I will pull up the case law. It's back in the 70s.
God.
I don't know why I remembered that from this business law class. I was probably 16 when I took it. But it was a rigged weapon, and I think it was in a shed. And that gun went off the minute the door opened, kind of like when you pull a tooth with a doorknob. The gun goes off. Guy dies. And the homeowner was found liable. And I think it was a Supreme Court decision. I'll look it up.
Let's get to the newsroom. Here is Kara Markser.
President Trump heaping praise on his Supreme Court nominee today. More next.
You are listening to Kansas City's 98.1
FM. 98.1
FM. KMBZ.
Hey, you know, a lot of things look like a zero. An old car tire, a hula hoop, a bagel. Yes, a bagel. Now, you're probably thinking to yourself that I may have lost my mind, and maybe that's what some people thought when my good friend Stewie Rosenblum with American Mortgage introduced what he calls the bagel loan. Bagel loan because it looks like a zero. And Stewie offers his refinancing with zero fees. His phone has been ringing off the hook, by the way. If you're in the market to refinance your home, and so many are with rates where they stand today, make sure that you Google bagel loan. It'll take you straight to Stewie at American Mortgage. Let me give you his number. And when I tell you, let me give you his number, I mean, let me give you his personal cell phone number. It's 816-585-1955. 816-585-1955. Call it day or night, and he'll take care of you. Or check Stewie out online, stewartsamc.com. That's stewartsamc.com. And make sure you tell him Scott Parks told you to ask about his bagel loan. Stewie and American Mortgage, I promise you, you will not regret this call. And before I forget, he does have an NMLS number. It is 267-567.
All News Mornings.
On tomorrow's Morning News, if your child has a fake ID, they're going to get caught. We'll tell you how, and we'll tell you why. Thursday morning, 5 to 10, News 98.1 KMBZ.
Kansas City Station for news, traffic, and weather. This is
2:31 in Kansas City from the KMBZ newsroom. I'm Kara Markser. President Trump says he's pleased with his Supreme Court pick, Brett Kavanaugh's performance so far at his confirmation hearing.
I'm honored that I gave him the chance. I've watched his remarks. I've watched his performance. I've watched his statements. And honestly, they've been totally brilliant.
Kavanaugh today has been asked about everything from Roe v. Wade and the president's ability to pardon himself. Another illegal dumper caught on camera in Kansas City. The city's Neighborhoods and Housing Services Department now looking for a man seen dropping off trash and construction debris on North Shannon Road near KCI. They've released surveillance pictures. We've posted those on KMBZ.com. We'll check traffic and weather together next.
Simply the best for less. Hey, it's Scott Parks for Window World. Did you know that Window World windows are one of the two windows with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ranked number one in the number of windows sold in the country by Qualified Remodeler magazine? And windows from Window World come with a lifetime warranty that covers all parts, glass breakage, and labor. They use a double-strength glass that gives it a strength not commonly found in replacement windows. Online at windowskansascity.com. It's still warm, but now is the time to plan ahead and get your windows replaced for winter. Remember how cold and drafty it was inside your house last winter? Throw away the extra blanket. Reduce your heating bills with new windows from Window World. Call for a free home estimate today, 816-799-0820. Window World now offering 18 months, same as cash financing with approved credit. Online at windowskansascity.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
We have messy weather in the forecast for Kansas City. Combination here of a slow-moving front and the remnant moisture coming in from Gordon. That's going to help to fuel wet weather for the rest of the week and into the start of our weekend. Now, chances for showers and embedded thunderstorms for the rest of today and for tonight. Some brief heavy rain expected. High temperature generally into the upper 70s and the overnight low falling to the upper 60s. On and off again, chances for showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Naramore, KMBZ Weather.
74 at KCI, 75 downtown, 73 at your official weather station. I'm Kara Markser. Mental health issues affect one in five adults every year. Don't miss I'm Listening, a KMBZ special that takes the stigma of talking about mental health head on. Sunday morning, 7 to 9, here on News 98.1 KMBZ.
That may be one of the worst names for a band in the history of ever. It's a good song. Horrible name.
It reminds me of Bleeker from The Muppets.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, what band are you in? Bleeker. I mean, Bleeker. And your music's really good, but your name is different. All right, let's go to Travis in Lee's Summit. Travis, hello, my friend. Good afternoon.
Afternoon, guys. Love the show.
God bless you, brother. It's yours.
Do you guys remember James Holmes, the Aurora Theater shooter?
Yes, we do. Killed 12 people at the Batman movie.
Yeah. When they went into his apartment, they found 7 or 8 different booby traps in there. And we're talking like thermite, napalm, and some of them were so creative. Like, you think about the way that person's mind worked. How did you figure that out?
Mm.
And if you talk to anybody who's done bomb squad in like major metros, they'll tell you it is scary common how many times they found booby traps in people's homes when they go in. It's just, you look at the list of all the things that he had on there, and it's just kind of like, wow.
Right. How crazy are you kind of thing?
Okay. And I would agree, Travis, and I think you would too. That should be illegal because he had committed a crime.
Oh,
he,
yeah.
He was not trying to protect his place. He was trying to get more collateral damage. That was not a, I'm trying to protect my house or I'm trying to protect my business. That is, you're going to come to my house because I just killed 12 people, and then I'm going to kill some more.
But where do you draw the line if somebody snaps because somebody's been coming onto their property and they can obviously create things like this out of their home? Where do you draw the line?
Well, the line is drawn with the booby trap, and so... I mean, I'm not saying people won't do it or can't do it. I'm saying if someone is injured on your property, you will be charged for that injury and or death, and you will certainly be held civilly liable, which goes against everything you're thinking. Now the burglar is going to sue me and win. Think about the lunatic accused of shooting and killing the local attorney in broad daylight in Brookside, okay?
All right.
Absolutely.
Allegedly.
Alleged nutbag lunatic
okay.
who was sued and he lost after he shot someone trying to steal copper or aluminum on his business property several years ago. That's what started that whole, he was angry at the attorney because the attorney represented the man who had his leg blown off on that man's business property.
Okay, let me give you just an absurd example.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me if you could, as a lawyer, and you're not one, but you play one on the radio sometimes, could you bring a case? You know I am petrified of leaving my stove or oven on.
Yes.
Okay. One day I am cooking lunch, and I forget to turn my stove off. I leave my house. I'm gone for hours, but somebody's been casing my house. They break into my house. They're up in the Kiss Cave taking all of my very inexpensive Kiss stuff.
I mean,
there is nothing up there that anybody would reasonably want.
Right.
But they do.
Okay.
I don't have autographed books. I don't have actual guitar picks from members of the band. I don't have any of that stuff up there. They're taking out my Kiss stuff. Something falls into the oven, catches fire, and the house catches fire. They're up in the Kiss Cave as the house burns to the ground. They can't get out. I didn't intentionally leave the stove on. I would never do that.
Correct.
It was an accident. Could they sue me?
No. And here's why. There's case law there, too. The man who breaks in through your chimney, your business or your home, he is breaking in through the chimney. Okay?
All right. All right.
And what happens when these idiots break in through the chimney, generally?
They get stuck.
They get stuck. And so about 2 months later or a month later, something starts smelling really bad in your business. You can't find it. Is it a dead dog? What's going on here?
2 weeks.
Police come in. They find the dead would-be burglar in your chimney. There's no liability there.
Well, I should have had a bigger chimney.
No.
Let's go to Ron in Midtown. Ron, hello. Good to hear your voice again.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Hi. Thank you, man.
Well, I know from an exterior point of view, people have dressed up security measures, and I'm thinking of ornamental fences. Having the points on there, which would typically prohibit or stop someone from trying to climb over, giving themselves an opportunity to be impaled or cut.
Or a wrought iron, you're talking about a wrought iron fence.
Yep, yep. So maybe there's something that, I guess from an interior standpoint, how to dress up some things that you can use to prohibit people from breaking into your house. Because it's ornamental. And I thought that it was illegal to have barbed wire around your house. I'm not totally sure. I thought I heard that before.
I would bet in cities it is. I would imagine in the county it is not.
Gotcha.
I mean, the barbed wire is not only to keep people out, it's to keep animals in.
Right.
All right.
So, all right, Madam Counselor.
Yes.
I have my house booby-trapped. A gun is pointed at the front door if you break in. But when you break in, I tell you, you have 5 seconds to, there's a recording. You break into the front door of my house. I have 7 guns that are set to fire within 5 seconds. So you can't get out of the way.
Okay.
They fire in every direction.
Okay.
And there's a recording that says, you're in my house. There are 7 guns pointed at you wherever you move. You have 5 seconds to exit this house.
Are you home?
No.
No.
I've just warned you. You have 5 seconds to exit this house.
No.
Or you will be killed.
What are you, MacGyver?
Well, maybe I am. Maybe I'm not.
Again, with the fence, a wrought iron fence is a fence, and that purpose is to just stand there and be a fence.
Okay.
It is not.
But Dana,
the fence, its primary purpose is not to harm or kill someone.
But Dana, well, if it's wrought iron with pointy tops,
it's like when people say, well, let's outlaw steak knives. Well, a steak knife's primary purpose is to cut steak. It's not to go around stabbing people.
That's its secondary purpose.
Hmm.
But Dana, your point is well taken. A fence is designed to keep you out. Would you agree? You don't put
yes.
up a fence to let people in.
But it's not designed to kill you.
I understand that. But a fence is designed to keep you out.
Yes.
If you cross over that fence, I technically have the right to kill you.
If you are home.
Okay. A locked door is not intended to kill you. But it is intended to tell you, you're not welcome here. Mm-hmm. That's why I have a door, and that's why I locked
Scott,
it.
A locked door isn't going to kill you, and that's the difference. I know okay. you don't like it, but it is so.
Well, you know, if you break into my house and you die in it, I'm not going to lose
okay.
a lot of sleep.
If you jump a wrought iron fence and you impale yourself,
okay.
and you are dangling there bleeding for 6 hours before someone finds your corpse
shouldn't have
hanging
jumped the
from
damn
a fence,
fence.
There's no liability there. There's no liability with someone impaling themselves on your wrought iron
okay.
fence.
Okay, all right. 576-7798, Rod Babcock, Dana Wright, Scott Parks on KMBZ.
Hey, remember the name Mike Holm, H-O-L-M with Holm Painting. You know, he came in and really transformed our cabinets with that painting glazing technique that they have developed to absolutely transform your house. If you were like me, when the sun's shining bright, do you look around and see old, grimy, outdated cabinets? Mine were falling off the hinges. They will come in if low lighting is your friend. And this will end up being the favorite room in your house once they put that glazing technique on them. And like I said, it's been a year. Those cabinets have done amazing. They haven't chipped. They're so easy to keep clean. And I went with white, by the way. Holm Painting. Remember that name. If you're getting ready to sell your house and you have that ugly orange oak on your cabinets, have Mike Holm come in and freshen that up before you put your house on the market. You know how important the kitchen is when someone's looking at your home for sale. Mike Holm at Holm Painting, locally owned and operated for more than 20 years. Start loving that kitchen again. 913-238-4534. 913-238-4534. Or check it out for yourself, holmpainting.com. H-O-L-M, painting.com. You know, there was a great article in the Kansas City Star this week about the spot that I've been bragging about for weeks now. If you have not checked out the homes in Cottonwood Canyon, it's maintenance provided right smack dab in the middle of a gorgeous golf course and within walking distance to the Lenexa City Center. The whole article focused on the Lenexa City Center and how amazing that space has become in an area that was once actually just a field. It has exploded out there, and it is fabulous. It is an intimate resort-style community nestled smack dab in the middle of the most stunning wilderness landscape with hiking and trails, again, on one of the best new golf courses in America. You really have to see it. The model home that I toured had some of the most breathtaking views and they overlook creeks, small bluffs, lush native landscaping. You're going to love being in this environment. It was so absolutely peaceful. And hey, check them out at the Parade of Homes this fall. They were the gold award winner, the pick of the parade last year. Ask about Cottonwood Canyon. Prices starting in the 600s. Visit CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, CottonwoodCanyonKS.com, or call for your private tour. 913-492-4444, 913-492-4444. Check them out at the Parade of Homes or visit CottonwoodCanyonKS.com.
Sail on down the line, about a half a mile or so, and I don't really want to know where you're going. Maybe once or twice, you see, time after time I try to hold on to what we got, but now you're going.
576-7798. Commodores. Brad in KCK. Brad, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. Love your show. Listen every day.
God bless you. It's yours. Thank you, man.
Hey, yeah. Hey, done a bit of traveling in Latin America, both Central and South America. Have you guys been to any other countries, maybe any other than Cancun?
No.
Cancun's one place I really haven't been to because I just mostly tourists and all that. Well, you go to places like Bolivia, you go to Nicaragua, Costa Rica, one thing that's common is they will build walls around their houses, those who have means anyway. Mm-hmm. They will build walls of block around their houses and around missionary compounds and such. And then they will put bottles in the cement at the top. After they dry, they'll knock the tops off those bottles, and all of a sudden now you got a whole bunch of jagged glass all along the tops of the walls.
Huh.
And it is very common. You notice it everywhere to the point you start ignoring it.
You know what I noticed, Brad? I've been to Costa Rica. It's been several years. It's stunning. I noticed that the properties were not very well secured where we were. They were casitas and these beautiful outdoor, you could just walk up to them type of places. But they have weird squatting laws there. Did you know that? That if you leave your property, there is some type of rule over there where someone can just kind of come on in and there's not a lot you can do about it. So if you're an American and you own property over there and you leave, I think it's for 2 or 3 months, you have to find someone to occupy that property in your absence, which I always thought was really odd.
Yeah, I have a friend. In fact, I have a friend house sitting in Guatemala right now for that exact reason.
Yep.
The owner's gone into Europe for about a year and he's basically living there for free. But you go to places like Bolivia and some of the poorer nations, and it is absolutely the ones who can't afford it, they wall off their property, and they all have those bottles sitting at the top of it. When I was very first time I visited was Santa Cruz, Bolivia. I've got a missionary friend down there, and I asked him about that, and he said, yeah, it's to keep people from getting in. They cut themselves, and they're going over the walls.
Oh,
and I went,
man.
I think you'd go to jail for that here.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Glass on a wall. Would you go to jail for that here?
My initial reaction was you're probably
somebody.
Well, it could.
Oh.
Cut your neck.
On a wall?
Well, if you're climbing over, you slip, slice your artery. If you are breaking into someone else's property, whatever happens to you happens to you. And they should not be liable. If you jump somebody's fence and go swimming in their pool and drown, that's on you, not them. That's not their fault. They built the pool for themselves, not for you. You broke in. I hate this idea. You know, there's a house on the way when I take Maya to school every morning, and they have, it's up on a hill, and so you can kind of see into their backyard a little bit as you're coming up the hill. They have a fence around the house. And then they have a wrought iron fence inside the fence around the pool.
Well, under that circumstance, you are doing everything you can to keep people out.
It's my pool. Stay out.
why do you think insurance rates go through the roof?
I know. You're
when
right,
you build
Dana.
A pool.
I know you're
it's
right.
It's not because they think you're going to drown.
I know, but there should be no way in hell that if you drown in my pool and you were not invited to my house, that me or my insurance company should be liable. It just shouldn't happen. You broke in. You are at fault. This goes back to personal responsibility. I don't understand how people can't see that. Hmm. I built this pool on my property for me and my family and my friends. If you jump my fence and you swim in my pool without my permission and you drown because you're dumb, that's not my problem.
It is your problem.
It shouldn't be my problem.
Because do you know what the word is? And let me think, and I can look on the text line because I've heard it before. A pool is considered what they call, it's something like an inviting nuisance. There's a word.
So if I have a mansion?
No, I know it's going to drive you crazy.
Oh, it already has.
But there's a word, and it has something to do with it's so inviting. Let me look. Swimming pool insurance. There's a word for it.
Enticing is the word you're looking for.
Is it enticing? Swimming pool liability. I think it is enticing.
That's ridiculous.
Well, it is.
So if I have a mansion, and my mansion, of course, would be enticing.
It's an attractive nuisance.
It's not.
Appealing item that may present a danger to children who encounter it.
I'm going to throw up.
Ask any insurance agent what an attractive nuisance is, and they'll tell you.
I'm not worried about asking. I already know what the rules are. What I'm saying is that the rules suck. They're stupid.
If you happen to have something on your property that is particularly tempting to children, it is your legal responsibility to reduce the risk of harm.
Let me ask you this.
The law takes the position that children require special protection, so even if a child's trespassing, you can be held liable for the hazards he or she encounters.
You keep saying the word child.
Mm-hmm.
What if it's an adult who should know better than to jump over my fence?
Is it a hot day out in August?
Into my
That's
enticing
a pretty attractive
pool.
Nuisance.
What if I have a horse?
Koi ponds, decorative fountains.
What if I have a horse? A horse might be enticing to a small child to come over and pet it. If the horse kicks said child and said child dies, is it my fault?
Okay. We stopped at a little Leewood farm that is no longer in existence to pet the horses about 10 years ago. My daughter was six.
Did you have permission?
It was just a place where people stopped to look at the horses.
All right.
And I wasn't on the farm property. I was on the shoulder, and we went by to see the horse. And while we were over there, the old barn cat came around, and I wasn't paying attention, and my daughter loves animals. I turned my back for a second to head back to the car, and I hear her crying. And I turn around, and that cat had scratched that child's face.
Oh, no, it didn't.
Oh, yes, it did. You've seen that sweet face.
Mm-hmm.
Whose fault is that? Is it my fault?
Yes.
For being on that animal farm?
Yes.
To look at the horses?
Yes.
Or is it the owner's fault for keeping a crazy cat in an area where community members regularly stop to see the horses?
Did you ask for permission to go onto that property?
No.
Then it's your fault. Newsroom, Kara Markson.
Happening now on KMBZ, the Jackson County Legislature considers upping property taxes. More next.
I had the guys from CM Mose and Son come to my house this very week, and you've heard me bragging about the generators, all the great work they do with the Generac generators that, by the way, you can get now for a free 7-year parts and labor warranty valued at $720 when you purchase a qualifying Generac generator unit. But did you know they are also heating and cooling experts? And that's why I had them come out. Our downstairs in our 30-year-old home is amazing. And when it's very hot out, it is very cool inside. The upstairs is a sweltering sauna. They came out, they did an assessment, they took a look around. The house is 30 years old. You know, if you got that age of a home, you know what I'm talking about. There were things built back in the 70s that do not necessarily stand the test of time when it comes to cooling or heating today's home. They came out and looked at that and said, oh my gosh, there's all kinds of things that we can do, little things, to fix it and make it more comfortable for the kids upstairs. They do it all, heating, cooling, and yes, your Generac home standby generator, and you've got a few more weeks now to get in on that 7-year parts and labor warranty with the generator. Give my guys at CM Mose and Son a call, locally owned and operated. You're just going to love them. 816-781-4707, 816-781-4707, or cmmoseandson.com. Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.